यशोदानंदन ब्रजन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद जय चैतन्यानंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री प्रभु नित्यानंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय गौरानिताय, जय गौरानिताय, गौरानिताय श्री श्री गौरानिताय, जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम, जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे, जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद, नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल, नितय गौर हरि बोल, जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शिष्य डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति विदान समस्त प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय, हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, नितय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्ट प्राय स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्णा, सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द भागवतम क्लास, सीकिंग ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम महाराज एंड अदर सीनियर वैष्णवस। सो टुडे इज वर्स चैप्टर कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21 एंड 22, व्हिच इज दैट 21 और 22? तास्तथा वनता दृष्ट्वा भगवान देवकी सुतः वासांशिताभ्य प्रायच्छत् करुणस्तेन तोषितः तास्तथा वनता दृष्ट्वा भगवान देवकी सुतः वासांशिताभ्य प्रायच्छत् करुणस्तेन तोषितः तास्तथा वनता दृष्ट्वा भगवान देवकी सुतः वासांशिताभ्य प्रायच्छत् करुणस्तेन तोषितः सुतः तथा वनता दृष्ट्वा भगवान देवकी सुतः देवकी सुतः तथा वनता दृष्ट्वा सुतः वासांशिताभ्य प्रायच्छत् करुणस्तेन तोष ताः देन तथा दस अवनताः बाउ डाउन दृष्ट्वा सिंह भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड देवकी सुतः कृष्णा द सन ऑफ देवकी वासांशी द गारमेंट्स ताभ्यः टू देम प्रायच्छत ही रिटर्न्ड करुणः कंपैशनेट तेना बाय दैट एक्ट तोषितः satisfied. Translation. Seeing them bow down like that, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Devaki, gave them back their garments, feeling compassionate toward them and satisfied by their act. Text 22. Dridham palabdhas trapaya chahapita prasto bhita kridana vachcha karita vastrani chaiva paritani athapi amum tanabhyasuyan priyasanga nivrita. Although the gopis had been thoroughly cheated, deprived of their modesty, ridiculed and made to act just like toy dolls, and although their clothing had been stolen, they did not feel at all inimical toward Sri Krishna. Rather, they were simply joyful to have this opportunity to associate with their beloved. Purport, Srila Prabhupada comments, this attitude of the gopis is described by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he prays, my dear Lord Krishna, you may embrace me or trample me under your feet, or you may make me broken hearted by never being present before me. Whatever you like, you can do, because you have complete freedom to act. But in spite of all your dealings, you are my Lord eternally and have no other worshipable object. This is the attitude of the gopis towards Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Nirtastena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So this is a very difficult chapter to understand. Krishna steals the gopis' garments, Vastrahan Leela. So many people, they object to this, that how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Absolute Truth, can do such an immoral activity of stealing the garments of young girls. So, unless you understand this chapter through the mercy of the Acharyas, through Srila Prabhupada's commentaries, through devotees, so definitely will misunderstand this pastime of Krishna. Unfortunately, many people threaten to imitate this pastime. And they try to justify, oh, your Krishna also did like that. He did Rasa Leela. He stole the garments of the gopis. So this is an unfortunate condition of people in general. They don't know that Krishna is the Absolute Truth. We cannot imitate the Absolute Truth. Just like sun, Srila Prabhupada gives the example that any filthy place, like in olden days, there was no toilets, bathrooms. So people used to pass stool in the fields. But after a few days, you should turn into manure. Why? Because of sun rays. So sun doesn't get contaminated when the sun rays come in touch with stool. But what gets purified? The stool gets purified. Similarly, whoever comes in touch with Krishna, the absolute truth, it has been told many times in Srimad Bhagavatam that either through lust or anger or by any other kamyat, Maharaj, what is that shloka? Kamyat, bhayat, like that, you know, whatever, through kam or through fear or through envy, in whichever way we come in touch with Krishna, one gets purified. So that's one lesson we learn from here. And also, this pastime glorifies the position of the gopis. Like this 22nd verse, in which, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada's commentary from Krishna book has been quoted. So if you read Krishna book, which is such a wonderful book, Srila Prabhupada, he gave to the entire world the pastimes of Lord Krishna, because Srila Prabhupada had a doubt whether he would be able to complete the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, which in fact is true. Srila Prabhupada could not complete the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in 1970, he wrote Krishna book, so that he wanted the entire world to get an authentic understanding of Krishna's pastimes. Because Krishna's pastimes are the most misunderstood by people in general. You go to anyone, they'll question, oh, Krishna, he was immoral person, he did this act, he did this, he did that. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada wanted to present a bona fide version of Krishna's pastimes. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is commenting and saying that this attitude of the gopis is described by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he prays. So which verse of Sikshashtakam Srila Prabhupada quotes? You can trample upon me, you can embrace me. What is that verse? Ashlishyava padartam pinashtumam adarshanan madmahatam karotuva yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato mat prananathastu sevanapara. So I thought, let us discuss a little bit about this particular verse that Srila Prabhupada has quoted in the commentary today. In fact, this is the highest, actually Sikshashtakam, as all of you know, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did not write any books. Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they wrote many books, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself personally didn't write any books. He just wrote 8 verses, which are known as Sikshashtakam, very, very famous. And we all chant every day. But sometimes what happens, we just chant it as a routine without understanding its meaning. So we should contemplate on the meaning of Sikshashtakam also, because it's such an important prayer directly composed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this Sikshashtakam actually leads us from the beginning of bhakti to the highest stage of bhakti. So the first line is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. That's the beginning of bhakti. You know, we are chanting the holy names to purify our hearts. And then to the highest stage, which is in the 8th verse, Ashlishyava Paratam Pinashtumam. And this is what has been quoted today. And that is the mood of the gopis. Why the gopis are the highest devotees of Krishna? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, right? Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramyat Kachi Upasana Brajabadhu Barge Naya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradarahana Paraha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings? It can be summarized in this one verse. Aradhya Bhagavanam Brajeshatanaya. Who is our worshipable Lord? Krishna, Brajeshatanaya. Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam. Just like Krishna is worshipable, his holy dham Vrindavan is also worshipable by all of us. Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajabadhu. So among all the devotees of Krishna, the highest are the gopis. And among all the scriptures, the highest is Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is the ultimate purpose of life? Prema Pumartho Maha. So Krishna is a worshipable Lord. His dham is worshipable. Gopis are the highest devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam is the best scripture. And the highest goal of life is Krishna Prema. So these 5 lines summarizes the entire teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So why the gopis are considered the highest devotees? Because of this absolute surrender to Krishna. which is also exhibited in this pastime. See, I mean, we are talking of 5,000 years back when the Vedic culture was so strong. I mean, let's think from that, you know, what was the situation during that time. That time, most of the women were absolutely chaste. There was no question of, you know, they were absolutely covered with clothes. They were married at young age. There was no question of them coming before any other man, you know. Forget about coming undressed. The Vedic culture was so strong. Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that a woman can become naked only in front of her husband, nobody else. But in this pastime, Krishna, he forced them to come naked in front of him. So there are various reasons, as I told, in this pastime, various lessons to be learned. One of the aspects that comes out is absolute surrender of the gopis for Krishna. They didn't hesitate. Whatever Krishna ordered, they simply followed. Another aspect is, there are so many aspects. Another aspect is because they prayed. We know in the beginning of the chapter, you must have heard that they worshipped. Whom did they worship, the gopis? Katyayani Devi. Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayogini Adhishwari Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi Patim Me Kurute Namaha Iti Mantram Japantyasta Pujam Chakru Kumarika. So these Kumaris, the gopis, what they were praying to Mother Katyayani? O Goddess Katyayani, O great potency of the Lord, O possessor of great mystic power and mighty controller of all, please make me the son of Nanda Maharaj my husband. I offer my obeisances unto you. So all the young gopis, they prayed to Mother Katyayani to award Krishna as their husband. Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi Patim Me Kurute Nama. Please make the son of Maharaj Nanda as our patis, husbands. So Krishna wanted to fulfill that desire. So therefore he forced them, because he knew the inner desires of the gopis. Therefore he did this pastime. And of course another thing we see, that Krishna instructed that you should not take bath naked in water. That's also an etiquette, that therefore we should always wear some clothes when you take bath in holy river like Ganga, Yamuna, etc. But one of the main things that comes out, especially in today's verse, is that how the gopis were fully surrendered to Krishna, like dolls. No independence. You know, this is absolute surrender. Krishna, whatever you like, you can do with us. Maro bi rakho bi, jo ichha tuhar. Whatever you want, you can do. Nitya dasa padi prati tuva adhikar. Oh Krishna, we are eternal servants. Whatever you want, you can do. Of course, many devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam, they exhibit this mood. Even the Pandavas, I mean, they underwent so many difficulties, troubles. Sometimes, you know, we feel that devotees means no more difficulties. And especially newcomers, you know, we sometimes feel that, I am chanting, in spite of that, Krishna is giving me so much trouble. Look at others, they are enjoying so much. And they are so happy. And look at me, I am chanting, I am so sick, I am being troubled, I have no money, or this and that. We think like that. But that shows that how our devotion is so immature, if these thoughts are coming. But you look at life of devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam. So many examples. Starting the first canto itself from the Pandavas. Beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the first devotees, I mean, they're introduced in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Pandavas. Actually, Narad Muni also in the beginning. But later, the Pandavas. How much suffering they underwent. Unimaginable. Right from their young days, you know, Duryodhan wanted to kill them in so many different ways, and then the kingdom was taken. They were in exile for 12 years, 13 years. Draupadi was almost disrobed. So many difficulties. Then Mahabharat battle, Abhimanyu died, and not only that, we see in the 7th chapter of first canto, after entire almost the Mahabharat was over, and this son of Dronacharya, Ashwathama, he killed the 5 young sons of Draupadi. Imagine, for a mother, 5 young sons being killed. Can't even imagine, you know. In the night, Draupadi, it is said in Mahabharat, that she told nice stories to all the boys. They were young, maybe 17, 18 year old. They said, "Mother, mother, we want to hear a story from you." So Draupadi told some nice stories to them. And they told that, "Please sleep with us." But Draupadi said, "No, no, I have to take care of my husband." So she went back. And in the morning, all the sons were beheaded. Krishna was right there. In front of Krishna this happened. But have we seen even once the Pandavas or Draupadi blaming Krishna? "Oh Krishna, what is this? We have done so much service for you. And what have we got in return?" No, they never questioned Krishna. They never blamed Krishna. Rather, they gratefully accepted that as Krishna's divine will. And in fact, Draupadi, she prayed when Krishna told Arjuna, "You kill Ashwatthama." What do we see? Draupadi, she prayed. "No, please leave. He is our guru's son. Just like I am suffering because my sons have been killed, I don't want that Dronacharya's wife, who is our guru mata, to suffer in the same way. So please leave him." So this is a devotee's heart, a Vaishnava's heart. Of course, we are far, far, at least I am far, far away from that goal. At least we can hear this and pray to Krishna that maybe we can get a tinge of this surrender that these devotees like Pandavas, Draupadi, they exhibit for Krishna. Like that, so many wonderful examples in Bhagavatam where devotees, whatever happens to them, they never protest or they never blame Krishna. Look at Ambarish Maharaj. 1 year he was fasting. What was his mistake? I mean, Ambarish, Durvasa came and he was waiting for Durvasa. But then Durvasa became angry on him and wanted to kill him, took out a demon. But what happened? The demon was killed by Sudarshan. And Durvasa Muni was running around the entire universe for 1 year. He came back. And when he came back, Ambarish Maharaj didn't say, "Oh, see, you got what you deserve." No, he prayed that, "You have done no mistake, oh Krishna, please forgive him." So many such great examples we see. Devotees who exhibit this mood of Aslishyava Padarata, absolute surrender to Krishna. Whatever Krishna may do, they never protest. They never react. Rather, they accept all the situations as Krishna's mercy and they increase their surrender to Krishna. Now let's talk about gopis. Their surrender is the highest. You saw this pastime how they simply followed Krishna. Absolute surrender. And later when Krishna left Vrindavan, was the toughest test for the gopis. They loved Krishna so much and Krishna cheated them and left, transcendental cheating, and said, "I'll come back after 2 days, He said, "I'll come back after 1 or 2 days." But then he never came back. But what happened to the devotional service of the gopis? What happened to their remembrance of Krishna? It actually was intensified. The remembrance of Krishna was getting more and more thicker. Just like we try our best to remember Krishna, but it's difficult to remember Krishna. The gopis tried their best to forget Krishna, but they could never forget Krishna. Everywhere they're looking, they were just remembering Krishna. So this pastime of Krishna living Vraj is actually shows that highest position of gopis. You know, how much they surrender to Krishna. That although Krishna left them, he made them broken hearted by not being present before them. He trampled them actually. Or sometimes he embraced them during Rasa Leela. But for gopis, Krishna is their absolute Lord. Mat prananathastu sevanapara. Especially Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, chanted these 8 verses. Saying, "Mat prananathastu sevanapara. Oh Krishna, you are my prananath. You are the life of my, you are my life. You are the master of my life, prananath. Whatever you may do, you may embrace me or you may trample me under your feet. Whatever you may do, unconditionally, you are my Lord of my life. You are my worshipable Lord." Unconditionally, this word, unconditionally, this we see only the highest degree in the life of the gopis. That without any condition, they simply love Krishna. That is called the highest form of prema, where there is no condition. Ahetuki. अप्रतिहता, विदाउट एनी मोटिवेशन, विदाउट एनी इंटरप्शन, विदाउट एनी हिंड्रेंस, दे ऑलवेज रिमेंबर्ड कृष्ण. सो नाउ वी मे थिंक वेल दिस इज वेरी वेरी हाई फॉर अस, यू नो हाउ कैन वी गो देयर. देयरफॉर चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज गिवन इन शिक्षाष्टकम वेरियस स्टेजेस. लेट अस रीड लिटिल बिट फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत. एनीवन नोज इन विच चैप्टर ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत शिक्षाष्टकम इज गिवन? The last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just see the importance of Shikshashtakam. It is said, right, that among all the scriptures, like we say, first Bhagavad Gita, then Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? Post, it's like PhD study. And within Chaitanya Charitamrita, the last chapter is Shikshashtakam. So you can imagine the importance this chapter has for all of us. That means it's the most important of all the chapters in all the scriptures. The last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So since today we read about Aslishya Vapadaratam Pinashtumam, let us read a little bit how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally relishes this Shikshashtakam verses, and he discusses these verses with his dear devotees Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar. You know, right, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he performed pastimes for 48 years only. He took sannyas at the age of 24, then he went to South India Yatra, then he went to Vrindavan also, and he performed pastimes in Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. But for the last 12 years, he was a little reclusive, especially last years. He, in the daytime, of course, he used to meet devotees, do kirtan. But throughout the night, he used to relish the highest mood of Shrimati, the mood of Shrimati Radharani, which we know is the internal reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance. Why Krishna took the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Externally, to preach Krishna Bhakti, Braj Prem, to propagate holy name. But internally, he wanted to relish the mood of Shrimati Radharani. So this is where we see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing the mood of Shrimati Radharani. Just like Lalita Vishakha, they are always there next to Radha Shyam Sundar. The same Lalita Vishakha in the form of Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. They were always there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the day and night, especially during the night time, because Mahaprabhu's separation from Krishna was uncontrollable. There is a small room, Gambhira. How many of you have been there in Jagannath Puri? Very special place. That room is still there where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent his, where he used to stay in Jagannath Puri. Small room. Mahaprabhu used to rub his nose against the wall out of separation from Krishna. He used to bleed. Sometimes the door was closed, but Mahaprabhu used to escape from there and go to the bank of ocean. Amazing. I mean, most astounding pastimes Mahaprabhu exhibited. So, in this 20th chapter, the last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila, the Shikshashtak prayers. We'll read something from here.
Jaya Jaya Gaurachanda Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Eimata Mahaprabhu Vaisenila Chale Rajani Divase Krishna Virahate Vivale.
While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus recited at Jagannath Puri, he was continuously overwhelmed night and day by separation from Krishna. Day and night, he tasted transcendental blissful songs and verses with his two associates, namely Sarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. He relished the symptoms of various transcendental emotions such as jubilation, lamentation, anger, humility, anxiety, grief, eagerness and satisfaction. He would recite his own verses, expressing their meanings and emotions, and thus enjoy tasting them with these two friends. Sometimes the Lord would be absorbed in a particular emotion and would stay awake all night, reciting related verses and relishing their taste. So specially Mahaprabhu used to relish, it is said, songs written by Chandidas, by Jayadev Goswami, Gita Govindam. So these verses you should relish. And sometimes, of course, verses from Bhagavatam and his own verses, which is Shikshashtakam. So once he told,
Harshe Prabhu Kahena Shuna Sarupa Ramaray Nama Sankirtana Kalo Parama Upay.
Very famous sloka. He sing, Oh Damodar, Saru Damodar, Ramananda Rai, know from me that chanting the holy names is the most feasible means of salvation in the age of Kali. Param Upay. The highest Upay in this age of Kali is
Nama Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Sankirtana Yajna Kalo Krishna Aradhana Seita Sumedha Paya Krishnera Charana.
In this age of Kali, the process of worshipping Krishna is to perform sacrifice by chanting the holy name of the Lord. One who does so is certainly very intelligent and he attains shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna.
Krishna Vannam Tvisa Krishnam Sangu Pangasra Parshadam Yagya Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Sumedhasa.
So what this verse says, Sumedhasa. Medhasa means intelligent, very intelligent. So who is the most intelligent person? Who takes part in this Sankirtan Yagya. And in our temple we have 24 hours Sankirtan Yagya going on. So anyone who participates is the most intelligent person. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be freed from all undesirable habits.
Nama Sankirtana hoite sarva anartha nash. Sarva Subhadaya Krishna Premera Ullas. So by Nam Sankirtan, one, all the anarthas are destroyed. You know,
sometimes we are very much bothered that how the anarthas will go away. We are chanting for so many years. But you need to have patience that simply by Nam Sankirtan, all the anarthas will go away.
And Krishna Premera Ullas, and very soon will experience Krishna Prem.
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts quoting his own 8 verses, starting from the first verse.
Cheto, we can chant together. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam budhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadanam Sarvatmasna panang param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam.
Okay. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is a waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. Is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives the cooling effect to everyone and enables to taste full nectar at every step. So again here we see in this one verse itself various effects of chanting is mentioned. The first effect is Cheto Darpana Marjanam, cleansing of the heart. Just like we read the Gundicha Marjan pastime, where Mahaprabhu is showing how to clean our heart by chanting the holy names. Then what happens? Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. The blazing fire of material existence is extinguished. And then gradually we come to the stage of Puna Amrita Swadaram Pratipadam. So at every step we can relish highest bliss. Gradually. Not immediately, but as we keep chanting, we'll come to that stage. And then he explains that how the glories of chanting, Mahaprabhu explains this.
Krishna premodgama premamrita asvadana Krishna papti sevamrita su samudre ramajana.
The result of chanting is that one awakens his love for Krishna and tastes transcendental bliss. Ultimately, one attains association of Krishna and engages in his devotional service. as if immersing himself in a great ocean of love. So there is nothing else required. Sometimes, you know, there are some Babaji's who talk about Siddhi Pranali, Siddha there. Nothing. Holy name is everything. It can reveal our Swarupa. Everything is there in Holy Name. Then the second verse, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sharva Shakti Stratrar Pita Niyamita Smarane Nakala Etadrashi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaivam Idrisham Iha Janina Anuraga. He glorifies the wonderful, the effect of Holy Name, the power of Holy Name. I'll read that exact translation by Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your Holy Name, there is all good fortune for all the living entities. And therefore, you have many names such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for these names. For remembering them, my dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting. This translation is actually very beautiful. Sometimes the other translation, I don't know from where it has been taken, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this translation is like perfect. Prabhupada is saying here that why don't I have taste? Because of offenses. Durdaivam idrisham iha janina anuraga. Why we don't have taste for chanting? Because of offenses. And then therefore Mahaprabhu is saying, O Swarup Damodar Goswami Ramandra, hear from me the symptoms of how one should chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to awaken very easily one's dormant love for Krishna. So how many of us want to awaken our dormant love for Krishna? Everyone here? So here is the secret. Many times we get this question that why we are not getting Krishna Prem, why, you know. So because we are not following the process. Mahaprabhu is telling how to chant. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One should chant, one who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Such a simple process, but the application is difficult. In first canto of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes in a purport this line. The process is very simple, but application is difficult. So the process is very simple. Very, very simple. Just follow this one verse. That's it. Nothing else is required. Only one verse will get Krishna Prem. But the application is so difficult. Just to follow this one verse is the most difficult challenge. Therefore, Krishna Goswami says that we should wear this verse around our neck. I was thinking maybe in future in our gift shops, some devotees will make a garland, you know, some beads with this Trinadapi verse written. Till I have not seen. Has anyone seen any devotee wearing this around the neck? But Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says that we should wear this verse around our neck so that we are always reminded about this verse. I'm talking about me also. I mean, just not able to follow this verse, but at least praying that. Because this is the secret. Once I heard that when Srila Prabhupada was in Prayag, what he was doing that time? Making medicines. But of course he was a Vaishnav, highest Vaishnav. So his friend Ovil Kapoor came to him, another very exalted Vaishnav. So Srila Prabhupada said, do you have any tonic for getting Krishna Prem? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, I know the formula, but I have not yet prepared the tonic. Then he said, what is the formula of the tonic? Trinadapi suni chena taror eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. I don't know why it's so difficult, but it's so difficult to follow this verse. For all of most of us, I'm sure some of you are very exalted, but especially for me and many of us, this is so difficult to follow. But this is the secret. This is the only way. So in this way, Mahaprabhu quotes this verse, give the example of trees, that how even if a tree is cut, the tree doesn't protest. Rather,
The tree gives shade to the person who is coming to cut the tree. And gives fruits to that person. Imagine, you know. Somebody is coming to harm you and still you respect that person, still you. And that's very difficult, very, very high stage. But you have seen Haridas Thakur and other great Vaishnavas. They actually have shown this. He was praying for those who were beating him. Sudarshan Chakra was there, ready to kill all their heads. But Haridas Thakur prayed to Krishna, oh, please forgive them. So, I mean, this is what? Like a tree. And then he talks about, so this is actually where we get stuck because we don't follow this verse. And if we actually chant properly, then naturally we'll come to the next stage. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, all anarthas will go away. Kavitam va jagadishya kame. And then we can, ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavam budhu kripya tava pada pankaja sita dhuli shadvisham vishinte. This actually is the beginning of, I'm not sure exactly, there are many commentaries written on Sikshashtakam. I think this is the beginning of bhava stage. I mean, because at that point, a devotee is accepting that, yes, I am your servant, kim kara. Where he realizes his constitutional position, that I am Krishna's servant. Please accept me. And then, nayanam galadashru dharaya, tears coming from the eyes. And then, yugayitam nimeshena. And then comes aslishiva padaram. So, I'll just skip few of the verses. And directly we'll come to this Ashlishyava Padaratam and read a few verses explaining this. Yes, especially it is said that this verse Mahaprabhu spoke in the mood of Shrimati Radharani's.
Eta bhave Radharamana asthira hoila sakhi gane age pravdhi shlokoye padhila.
In that mood, the mind of Srimati Radharani was agitated and therefore she spoke a verse of advanced devotion to her gopi friend. So this verse is very, very advanced level. In the same spirit of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that verse and as soon as he did so, he felt like Srimati Radharani.
Sei bhave prabhu sei shloka ucharila shloka ucharite tada Rupa apane hoila.
So, I mean, Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he chants this particular verse. Because this verse is actually Srimati Radharani's mood.
Ashlishyava padratam pinastumam adarshanan manmahatam karotuva yathatathava vidadhatulam pato Mat prana nathastu sevana para.
Let Krishna tightly embrace me. Embrace this maid servant who has fallen at his lotus feet. Or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a debauchee. After all, and can do whatever he likes. But still, he alone and no one else is the worshipable Lord of my heart.
Ami Krishna Pada Dasi Teho Rasa Sukha Rasi Alingya Kare Atma Sat Kibana Deha Darshana Jarena Mora Tanumana Tabu Teho Mora Prananat.
I am a maid servant at the lotus feet of Krishna. He is the embodiment of transcendental happiness and mellows. If he likes, he can tightly embrace me and make me feel oneness with him. Or by not giving his audience, he may corrode my mind and body. Nevertheless, it is he who is the Lord of my life. My dear friend, just hear the decision of my mind. Krishna is the Lord of my life in all conditions. Whether he shows me affection or kills me by giving me unhappiness. Sometimes Krishna gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled mind and body by me. Thus he manifests my good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me. Or since after he is very cunning, obstinate, debauchee with a propensity to cheat,
he takes to the company of other women. He then indulges in loving affairs with them in front of me to give distress to my mind. Nevertheless, he is still the lord of my life. Now this is the mood, you see.
Nagani apana dukha sabe vanchi tara sukha tara sukhe amara tatparya more yadi diya dukha tara haila maha sukha sei dukha mora sukha varya.
We'll just last verse we'll read. Please hear carefully. I do not mind my personal distress. Who is saying this? Shrimati Radharani. I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna, and for his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. Just see, you know, how poetic and nice. So what is the only goal? Shrimati Radharani is saying to please Krishna. So saying, if Krishna is pleased by giving me unhappiness, so be it. No problem. I mean, very high stage. We are just reading for purification. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport. A pure devotee has no way of sensing happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in every respect. If Krishna becomes happy by giving him distress, such a devotee accepts that unhappiness as the greatest of all happiness. So, this is the mood of the gopis, Srimati Radharani. Very, very exalted mood. So, of course, we cannot imitate, but we can humbly pray that at least we may understand this mood by Krishna's mercy, and we may be more sincere in following the process of devotional service and follow the teachings of Mahaprabhu given in his Sikshashtakam. And what is the most crucial verse for all of us? The third verse. Because Mahaprabhu is saying that one has to chant in this mood, only then he will get Krishna Prem. It's very clear. So therefore, let us pray today that we may also develop this mood and try to follow the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sikshashtakam. It is the essence of all the teachings of all the Vedas, all the scriptures. Mahaprabhu personally spoke these 8 verses, starting with Cheto Darpana Marjanam and ending with Ashlishyava Padaratam, the highest stage. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for explaining very nicely all this nama and its result. So, as ISKCON is spreading like an ocean within these 57 years, and there are many devotees, and many devotees think like only chanting by this holy name we can overcome this material world and enter into spiritual world. So I just want to request you to explain the three kinds of nama, which is nama aparad, nama avas, and result of nama aparad, result of nama avas, and result of pure nam, so that devotees will understand what is the meaning of pure name. Otherwise, we are committing offenses, and that's why we are not getting Krishna Prem.
Yes, so thank you, Prabhu, for this comment and request. I remember many years back in Vrindavan, there was a devotee. He suddenly disappeared. I mean, Sarin Thakur Prabhu, that devotee who was chanting every day, Bahu Janma Kari Yadi Shravana Kirtan Tavetana Pai Krishna Brajanand. Yeah, Brajanand Prabhu. I think for many years he was chanting in the morning this Bahu Janma Kari Yadi Shravana Kirtan Tavetana Pai Krishna Pade Premadhan. And he should chant this 10 offenses. So, yeah, this is very important. In many ISKCON temples we chant, some places we don't chant, but the problem is that we somehow don't take it very lightly.
We don't take offenses very seriously. Same with me, but the more we hear about the glories of chanting and how we should chant, mood. So mood of chanting is very important. It's not that simply by chanting we'll get Krishna Prem. No, Mahaprabhu never said that. In what mood? Mahaprabhu is personally saying, only if you chant in this mood, Trinadapi Sunishina mood, then you will get Krishna Prem. Not otherwise. If you chant Namaprad, the detail is given in Harinam Chintamani. Of course, there is no time. There can be full seminar on this. It is said that Namaprad Nam will increase your material desires, will give you a lot of material opulences. You will get big house, big cars, big position. All that you will easily get by doing Namaprad. And you may think, oh, I am advancing in bhakti nicely. Krishna, look, Krishna is reciprocating, giving nice house, nice car, nice position. But that is not why we are chanting Harinam for. That's Namaprad. So, we have to get out of Namaprad, try our best, and then we'll come to Namabhas. And then, if we come to Namabhas, then automatically Krishna's mercy will attain to Shuddhanam. So, at least we should endeavor to avoid the 10 offenses as far as possible. So, we should hear about it, associate with devotees.